More worries about debt problems, this time in Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You heard about the debt troubles in Dubai. Today, European finance ministers are meeting in Brussels, and topping their agenda is the government debt piling up in Greece. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. He joins us live from London. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Bill.
How serious are Greece's financial troubles?
Very serious. The budget deficit is expected to hit 13.5% of GDP next year. Total government debt likely to reach 130%. Greece's problems are particularly acute because this huge deficit isn't solely due to the recession to attempts to spend their way out of the downturn. The deficit's been widening for years because of rampant tax evasion. Greek governments haven't raised enough tax, yet they go on spending, so they have to borrow.
Rampant tax evasion. So is the Greek government having trouble borrowing money?
Yes, and it's getting a lot more expensive for them. The Greeks are having to pay a lot more than, say, the Germans for their money, which is pretty extraordinary since they're both members of the Eurozone and both use the same currency, the euro. Both are controlled by the same central bank, the ECB.
Right. How much concern is there in Europe that Greece might actually default on its debt?
Well, it seems very, very unlikely that the ECB would stand by and see a member of the Eurozone actually default. It would be very damaging to the euro. No, Greece is going to be compelled to cut its deficit, and that process will begin in Brussels today. The Greek government will be told it's going to suffer all sorts of penalties if it doesn't comply, and this does mean that life is going to become pretty uncomfortable for the Greek people over the next year or so. They face some deep cuts in public spending and perhaps much less of the economic stimulus that they need to get out of the current downturn.
Stephen Beard is Marketplace's Europe correspondent joining us live there. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Bill.
By the way, a little Dubai update. That country's big investment firm will meet with its main creditors next week to talk about delaying its payment on $26 billion in debt. It'll be the first formal meeting between Dubai World and its lenders since that debt revelation shook global markets last week. Back to Europe now. Gold hit a record high there this morning, over $1,216 an ounce. A senior official over at China's central bank warned of a potential asset bubble in gold. European stocks had a big day yesterday. Today, time for a breather. Stocks there are mostly lower this morning, about 0.5%. Asian markets were up moderately earlier today. On Wall Street yesterday, a weaker dollar and a decent report on pending home sales lit a fire under stocks again. The Dow surged 127 points yesterday to 10,472. At one point, it was above 10,500 for the first time since October of last year. The broader market up more than 1%. The Nasdaq almost 1.5% higher. Pretty jolly beginning to December. Who is going to run General Motors now? Chairman Ed Whitaker Jr. is the new temporary CEO after Fritz Henderson drove away yesterday. Sources say the board thought GM's turnaround was taking too long, and Henderson was fed up with the second guessing. A global search is now underway.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Utilities that invest in or operate nuclear power plants are meeting in Florida this week. Nuclear power is having a little renaissance, even some environmental groups saying we're going to have to embrace nuclear power to help combat climate change. The nuclear industry still has a long way to go, though, before it cuts a ribbon on a single new plant, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
The U.S. generates 20% of its electricity from nuclear power. Growth in the industry stalled after the meltdown at Three Mile Island 30 years ago. But now, with climate change a priority, Roger Gale with the consulting firm GF Energy says nuclear is a necessary and clean energy source.
If we want to sustain the lifestyles we have and aren't ready to reduce our demand and change the way we live, we need nuclear.
U.S. regulators have 22 applications for new nuclear power plants, but the costs are still prohibitive.
we're dealing with $8 to $10 billion per reactor.
Ellen Vanko at the Union of Concerned Scientists says the private sector isn't ready to risk that much investment in nuclear energy. And she doesn't think the government should subsidize construction of hundreds of new power plants.
The industry claims that the current generation of reactors is an improvement. And that remains to be seen. They need to build them. They need to demonstrate a few. And we need to see how much they're going to cost and whether and what safety issues arise as a result of that.
But nuclear advocates are looking for approval of government loan guarantees early next year. They say that will trigger construction of more than a dozen new nuclear power plants in the U.S. I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Does the name REO Speedwagon ring much of a bell? If so, you may be approaching middle age. The band is still together and trying to stay relevant, thus their new video game coming out today. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
REO Speedwagon has teamed up with a digital agency to put out a video game to attract casual gamers and keep the love flowing from those old tracks. The New York Times reports REO hopes the game will help promote its Christmas album and create an alternate source of revenue. The band has pushed its old classics in various formats recently. One of its hits was featured on Fox TV's musical series Glee. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. But before you bring your ship into the store, this is just an online game. It sells for $8 a session. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the money is safe in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Police there have video of an armed man wearing a ski mask entering the outer door of the Guardian Credit Union. The man then tries to enter the inside door but finds it locked because the bank had closed 6 minutes earlier. He left before the cops could get there. Presumably, he wanted the bank's money so that he could buy a watch. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.